I think we all agree that the expression the Lord uses today is rather impressive. The Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. It is the image of a restless laborer, someone that is spending, that is giving up everything he owns, everything he has. We could remember the expression Paul uses in his letter to the Philippians. Christ emptied himself. We agree that the source, that the central point of this act of emptying himself was the cross. But long before the cross, Christ was emptying himself in the very fact of giving away his time, his energy, his smile, his love, his heart. He was freeing people, but enchaining himself to people. He was setting people free in the act of setting himself close to them as a servant, as someone whose only care is to bring salvation, to bring healing and good news to everyone. That is our beloved Jesus Christ. That is our Lord. And because of that, he is without rest. We also could consider that the Lord is restless because he's looking forward to home. He had a home. He used to have a home. Back in Nazareth, there was a place he could name home. But he went out from that place to serve you and to serve me, to become the servant of everyone. He left behind that place and entered into a new and very weird style of life, just serving everyone, preaching the gospel, announcing joy, while giving everything he had. And if we think, there was another home for Jesus, because we learn from the scriptures that he became incarnate. His first home is the bosom of the Father. And he came from the Father. He came from home. St. John says in his Gospel, chapter 12, that the Lord left his home, came to earth, and after he would leave this earth to go back to heaven. His journey, Jesus' journey, is a journey towards home, is seeking home, is seeking the bosom of the Father, but with a difference. When he came down, he came down alone. Now, when he is ascending towards Jerusalem, when he is going up to Jerusalem and going up to the cross and ascending into heaven, he's not ascending alone, but he's ascending as the first son of a great, of a big family to whom each one of us belongs. That is our Lord Jesus Christ. And he has no place to rest his head, because the only place he knows he could rest his head is the Father's bosom. And towards that place he's heading to. Towards that place he's leading us, and at that place he's waiting for us.